This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces battling Hamas said they had uncovered an unusually large concrete and iron-girded tunnel designed to carry carloads of militant fighters from Gaza right up to the border. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the tunnel was 4 kilometers or 2.5 miles long, stretching from Gaza City, once the heart of Hamas governance and now a devastated combat zone, to the Erez crossing at the Israeli border.
Without demolishing the tunnel project of Hamas, we cannot demolish Hamas.
Raising or disabling hundreds of kilometers of underground passages and bunkers is among the aims of the Israeli offensive.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The World Health Organization said on Sunday Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital is providing only basic trauma stabilization, has no blood for transfusion, and hardly any staff to care for a constant flow of patients. Only 4 hospitals of 24 working in North Gaza before the war with Israel began have even partial service, and 3 of those are barely functioning, the WHO said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Ukraine and the European Commission will soon assess Kyiv's progress on aligning its legislation with that of the European Union, and a framework for EU accession talks is expected into the spring. In his nightly video address, he reminded the country EU leaders decided at a summit on Thursday to launch formal membership talks with Ukraine. The country faces uncertainty over the future of vital wartime foreign assistance, notably from